So you're the first to arrive again into Tuluksac, and where's this edge coming from, you think?
I don't know. We just kind of tried to run as steady of a race as possible, and it's kind of hard to figure out where we were exactly there. In the middle of the race with different schedules going on, the front three teams that were leading the race were ahead on the course, but it was hard to figure out where other teams stood, and other teams that had taken more rest in Kalskeg early. So it all kind of sorted itself out there in Kalskeg on the way back, and but I think everybody was kind of unsure until we got there.
And so, like 20 minutes apart, the first three runners, and Richie said at this point that, you know, there's no real strategy. It's just going to be a race to the finish. Do you have a strategy, or is it just going to be whoever gets there first?
Yeah, that's basically it. There's not a whole lot of strategy from here on out. It's just kind of who has the most gas left in the tank for this final run home. So.
And which dogs are going to lead you into Bethel?
I guess I won't know that until I get there, but most likely Palmer.
And you're using a lot of veteran dogs this time around. Is there anything new that you learned about your team over the course of this race?
Not necessarily. I guess they're not all veterans. I took several young up-and-coming two-year-old dogs, and then but the core group is dogs that have run this race before in the last 3 years. So there was plenty of veterans in there.
And how did those younger dogs do so far?
Some are still in there doing well, and others got sent home a little early, but they all did pretty well.
Are you dropping any dogs, or are you taking the nine that you came in with?
I think the nine that came in here looked fine, so I think I'm going to plan to leave here with all of them.
Yeah, so Jessica Klaika, the vet here, said dogs look really good, look really happy. As you're leaving, why aren't you sleeping? Are you just too much adrenaline or delirious, or what's going on?
I got about an hour of sleep, and it takes a little while, at least for me, to when you wake up from that, to kind of get your bearings straight and have a little time to just kind of sit there and have a cup of coffee or whatever. So I usually don't like to wait until the last minute to get up. Just give myself a little bit of time to get my head straight before I leave. So I got about an hour's worth of sleep, and then got up and a cup of coffee and a little bit of water. And now we'll probably throw our stuff on and go out.
Mm-hmm. Well, before you head out, anything else you want to add?
Nope, I guess not.
Thank you, Pete. Good luck.